T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We did kind of stumble into something here. I admitted to it. Look, I don't really care. It's not like I'm disgusted with myself or, you know, that I think less of myself, even though you probably do. Yeah.
Last night, others are disgusted with you.
Well, clearly, right. the ticket texts are not exactly flattering, you know, for me. Mm-hmm. I went out last night with the girlfriend and another friend. We went and sat and, you know, we wanted to watch all the
games. Hold on. Yeah, gender of the other friend.
Girl. Yeah. So it was me and
my girlfriend and another. Bogey.
What does that mean?
A little threesome action?
No, please stop it.
Oh, just a friend that was out for the...
Yes, come on. She was the perfect buffer, too, because I got to be in my zone.
Oh, and she did the girl talk.
Exactly. It was great, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we had the Tigers on. Mm-hmm. You know, very disappointing series with the Red Sox outside of last night's finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the NHL, you know, Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6 in Nashville, mm-hmm. taking on the Penguins. And you had USA-Mexico in a World Cup qualifier. I want to make sure I get that right for all the soccer snobs out there.
Yeah,
apparently it's not the CONCACAF Cup just yet, which I just learned how to pronounce that. But I literally did spend probably 70% of my time focused on the soccer game as opposed to the other two. Like, do you actually think less of me? Am I the only one that actually sat down and wanted to watch that over the other two? And in all honesty.
And let's be clear. The phone number is 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. And let's be clear on this, I think, at least. I don't detect this necessarily is some pro soccer, woo, let's get by, as opposed to the Tigers have become frustrated, yep, repetitive to watch. Although I don't know how the hockey game was pretty damn good when the officials weren't blowing it.
It was
quite
good.
Literally.
It was. I mean, for me, it's just hard to get attached to, you know, the NHL right now, just because I think the league does such a terrible job of marketing players. I mean, outside of the particulars, you know, I used to know all 4 lines of every single team in the NHL growing up. Like that's, I was obsessed. I was a hockey nut. I even took skating lessons back in the day because I wanted to possibly play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've heard about
you
that.
You know, now, I mean, you don't know these guys. Like, to me, it's just, you can't follow it the same way that you used to be able to in the NHL. And I think it's part of the coverage because SportsCenter clearly doesn't focus on it.
And it's not on ESPN. I mean,
exactly.
That is part of it for sure.
But I also think that the actual game itself, plus the fact that the U.S. does have a budding superstar in Christian Pulisic. Like, this is a name, and I'm not trying to sell you on soccer. I'm not trying to act like I'm, you know, pumping soccer all the time. I don't read a bunch of soccer articles every day in my free time. But that is an exciting thing. And it was very intriguing to actually get to watch him for, you know, most of the entire game because I did get there late.
Well, I will say this. You're getting sufficiently beat up, but you're getting a little bit more support than I thought. A couple quick ticket texts before we go to the phones. Soccer for me last night as well. Mexico played dirty. Good result for USA.
It really was. I mean, it was fantastic.
Okay. All right, don't push it now.
Okay.
Next one. This would be a negative one towards you, I believe. Went out with, quote, the girlfriend. Bogey, say my girlfriend, you dope. What trailer do you live in?
Is there really a difference between saying the girlfriend or my girlfriend?
They're really picking you apart if
Seriously.
You say the girlfriend, if they think that's that bad.
It's like last week, I think I got in trouble for saying the woman.
What, you can't say the wife? Took the wife out. Did you guys say my wife?
What's wrong with that?
It could be maybe
the girlfriend, my girlfriend.
It depersonalizes it in the middle. It a little bit. It makes it sound like you think she's more of like an object as opposed to an actual part of you together.
Let's let everybody know too that Kyle has his pen in his ear. Let's see if they can just bitch about that as well.
I mean, honestly, well,
Kyle has his pen in his ear.
Good thing
How
is,
stupid you look.
Good thing is they don't have video on for this show. Obviously, only for Mike because
and never will.
He's such a good-looking human being. They really want to pump his face out there for 4 hours at a time. Look, I don't see an issue with that. And honestly, I guess I'm just glad that they can beat me up all they want over the or my, as long as they don't beat me up about the soccer thing. I'm not ashamed.
Well, here we go. I went to Thomas McGee's downtown, which is the American Outlaws Detroit chapter. Nobody paid attention to the other games that were on. Didn't even realize J-Up hit the Grand Slam. Not one cheer. Soccer all the way.
I'm telling you, it was an exciting game back and forth. And the U.S. was actually in it against Mexico, which is not always the case. One more real quick at 97136. Bogey's girlfriend still brings a chaperone to her dates with Bogey. Come on.
Was it her mom?
That's not true. No. Although I wouldn't mind if she came. It wasn't like a date. We were just going out to watch the games, which is a nice thing to do if you're a girlfriend out there. Let's talk to Brad in East Point. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Bradley.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Bradley.
Good. Hey, just calling to back up Bogeyman. Listen, I stayed at home last night, watched the entire U.S.-Mexico game, was pumped all day while I was at work, got home and flipped it on, and I didn't turn it off.
You say you did not turn it off.
I did not turn it off. I think I flipped on, and I'm a big hockey guy. I'm a big Tigers guy as well.
Wow.
I flipped them on at halftime for 2 seconds, checked the score, but right back to the commentary and watched the rest of the game.
Brad, are you going through something in your life right now? Do you have an issue that you're working through or something?
Not at all. Well, do I challenge you? Go to one of these U.S. competitive games, U.S.-Mexico qualifying. You're not going to find a more electric atmosphere anywhere.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd go that far. I will say, Brad, I did go to a soccer bar, I don't know, probably a month or so ago. It was when Cristiano Ronaldo was taking on Messi. And I had no idea at the time that game was going on because, again, I'm not some soccer snob trying to, like, promote the game or anything like that. But
I will say,
sitting at that soccer bar with all these soccer fans who are totally into it, anytime a goal was scored, it was bigger than, you know, an NFL game on a Sunday out at some bar or something like that. These people do get really into it.
Absolutely. I've seen the two World Cup qualifying games in Columbus, those and their phenomenal atmosphere.
I'll keep it open mind on that, but it was something you just said there, Bogey. How does a bar distinguish itself as a soccer bar? Like if the patrons bump into each other, one guy goes sprawling all over the place and bottles go flying and chairs get knocked over. Do they literally say,
yes,
we're a soccer bar, we'll have all the soccer on?
Yeah, patrons are always constantly faking injuries while they're sitting there drinking their beer. You know, they act as though it's very difficult to pick up their beer and put it, you know, up to their mouth or something like that.
Bob, to answer your question, a lot of these bars might be open in the morning when, say, soccer is playing.
Exactly. Saturday morning at like 8 or 9 a.m.
Over in England. You got Man U.
Yep.
And the Chelsea.
AC Milan.
And the Liverpool or something like that.
That's about all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Another one here at 97136. You go, Kyle. Soccer is boring, but the Tigers are hopeless until they get a bullpen.
Oh, geez. That was a quick way to sneak in an anti-Tiger one.
That's the truth, though. Like, I get, you know, the Stanley Cup final, yes. Intriguing. Obviously, I had my eye on it. And I had my eye on that more so than the Tigers, I'll be completely honest with you. But the soccer I don't know what it was.
All right, they're still stuck up on your language. We're going to have to get Bogey fixed here, so to speak, from Rick in Royal Oak. Have you ever heard a woman say, I went out with me and the man?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, what is wrong? Who cares? What is wrong with that? I'm sure that's what they say, you know, when they're talking amongst girlfriends, right?
I think they're trying to polish you up a little bit. I think they
really
think you have a promise, and they're trying to polish you.
Here's a good one at 97136. What bathroom does Bogey go in? So, we're really off to a great start, an hour and 10 minutes into this 2-hour Bogey and Wojo extravaganza.
That is such a lame-ass question. Do you mind answering it, though, real quick?
Actually, I'd rather not.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
248-539-9797.
Oh my God.
We'll get to some more phone calls coming up. Again, last night, you had the Stanley Cup Final, you had the Tigers, and you had USA-Mexico, not in the CONCACAF Cup, but in a World Cup qualifying game.
Oh.
I chose soccer. I thought it was the most interesting.
Oh.
Am I in the minority?
Yes.
There?
Or no. When we come back, a caller has to hold because he's right up your alley. He said he was at a Tony's party, the Tony Awards.
Well, that sounds even worse. Bogey and Wojo, on the table.
That might be up your alley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.